Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship and the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
156 days, the Lord has kept Love Fellowship Believer, Pastor and Lady Well. Amen. Faith, would you join in with me? Happy anniversary to you. A happy anniversary to you. God has blessed you. Another year. Happy anniversary. Love Fellowship Believers, Pastor and First Lady, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Because God has blessed you another year. Happy anniversary. Amen. Acts chapter 27, verse 3. Acts chapter 27, verse 3. You that have it, say amen. Amen. You that don't but plan on getting there, just say hold up. Amen. Acts chapter 27, verse 3. May we read again the word of God together. And the next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go into his friends to refresh himself. Father, today on this special event, help us never to forget the things that we must do to continue to go one day at a time. Remind us of this simple truth. Help us to apply this message of 2016. To this end, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. For a few moments, if you would, I want to reason along these lines. De-stress yourself. Look at your neighbor, say, de-stress yourself. Stress is defined as a strain or pressure. If untreated, or better yet, if stress is not unreleased, it causes people to cuss folk out. Yeah. That ain't got nothing to do with why you upset. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all ain't gonna stay real. Yeah. If you don't distress yourself, you will have your blood pressure to rise on you. Yeah. If you don't distress, you will find yourself in a mental institution. Some, because they don't distress themselves, they have committed suicide and even have committed homicides. Folk will snap at you when they are not distressing themselves. Stress has led to strokes, heart attacks, aneurysms. Okay, all right. Look at somebody and say, distress yourself. Is often the culprit for why we have road rage. Stress will cause folk to flip the bird at you. Stress is often behind the eye rolling, head twisting, fingers snapping. Y'all ain't gonna say much. Stress has caused many folk to get intoxicated, yeah, inebriated, yeah, drunk. Yeah. Yeah. Stress has caused people to shoot up, take pills, and all sorts of substance abuse. Stress is often behind the violence that we see in the world. Stress is why some folk keep your car. Oh, it's God. Stress is why properties are being vandalized. I say we need to distress ourselves. This text here gives us three E's. I'll be out your way. Three E's. We're living in a time where stress levels are off the chart. So the Lord needs to teach us that one important lesson that we can do to help ourselves throughout all of 2016 is to de-stress yourself. Three ways in this text, and I'll be out your hell. Look at it again. The Bible says, and the next day we touch that side, and there it is right there. Distress yourself, first of all, by taking excursions. An excursion is defined as a short journey. It's a trip, usually a leisure activity. It is a deviation from your regular pattern, your regular path, your level of operation. In other words, an excursion means you get by yourself and you do something that's going to make you happy. You want to distress yourself, you got to learn how to take some excursions. Using the context of this verse, Paul had boarded a ship from the coastal city of Caesarea that was bound for Rome, Italy. But before going to Asia, they headed north up the coast to the city called Sidon. As a way of practicality, if we're serious about distressing, then we must change locations. In other words, you got to leave here and go over there. You got to change the scenery. You got to leave the city, go to the mountains. You got to leave the office and walk around downtown on your lunch break. You got to change your atmosphere. How many know if you change the atmosphere sometime at a distress that will de-stress you? Change the atmosphere. Yeah, you see, some of us have got to get away from the negativism. You've got to get away from the joy killers. Get away from the fault finders. Get away from your critics, from your complainers, so you can get by yourself and distress yourself. I said, you got to take some excursions. How many know you ain't got to have a whole lot of money to take an excursion? Sometimes an excursion is leaving one room in the house and going to another. Sometimes an excursion is taking a shower and singing unto the Lord. Sometimes an excursion is getting in your car and riding to work. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. You got to distress yourself. Paul teaches us in this text, and they touch down at Sidon. So you got to learn how to take some excursion. None of us are so tough. None of us are so immune. None of us are so holy. None of us walk with Jesus on such a high level that we don't need to distress. Amen. De-stress yourself by taking excursions. The verse read on. He kept reading. He said, and Julius courteously entreated Paul. There it is. Point two right there. First of all, we distress yourself by taking excursion. Secondly, by emphasizing the good. Emphasizing the good. Julius, the Roman centurion, shows Paul kindness in spite of being condemned to appear before Caesar in Rome. God has a way of helping us to distress ourselves by placing people in our life who go out their way to make your day better. Oh, I wish I had some help in here. I mean, people who try to make you comfortable as possible. People who to add happiness when you've had a tedious day. Instead of dwelling on the negative, if we're going to distress ourselves, we got to learn how to focus on the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Reading the newspaper, watching the news, sometimes just peeping out your house, your window, can depress you. You've got to learn how to emphasize that out of all that you see behind the scenes, there is a God that's bigger than what you and I are going through. There's a God that can raise up us no matter what situation we find ourselves in. When we embrace the kindness of others and minimize our haters, when we stop focusing on the sabotages, then we'll learn how to distress ourselves. You got to learn how to emphasize the good. We all have troubles. We all have trials. But how many know trouble don't last always? How many have lived long enough to know that the Lord will make a way? You're going to distress yourself. You can't always dwell on the negative. You can't always look at what's going wrong. You got to learn how to see the good in climbing up the rough side of the mountain. I must hasten. Distress yourself. Distress yourself. Notice, not your neighbor. Distress yourself. Don't worry about what other folk will or won't do. You trying to keep your own sanity. I'm trying to make sure I can make it. I'm trying to keep my head up. I ain't got time to worry about if you don't want to do it. I got to distress me. Take some excursions. Get away sometime. Learn how to emphasize the good. And lastly, distress yourself. Taking excursions, emphasizing the good. And here it is. You already knew it was coming. The Bible says, and gave him liberty to go unto his friends. There it is, to refresh himself. So how do you distress yourself? There it is, by exhaling. I said exhaling. Now that God has shown Paul favor in letting him in the presence of friends, people that's cheering for his success, prayer warriors that's asking God to bless him real good. Now that Paul is in the atmosphere around folk that care about him and not what they can get out of him, Paul is able to exhale. Don't fool yourself. Some folk don't want to be around you for what they can get out of you. But if you want to exhale, you got to exhale around folk that love you for who you are. And God enables Paul to get around some friends that he might refresh himself, so he can exhale himself. There is something, yeah, therapeutic about exhaling. Let me illustrate it like this. One man challenged another one day to a wood chopping contest. The challenger worked very hard, stopping only for a brief lunch break. But the other man had a leisurely lunch and took several breaks during the day. At the end of the day, the challenger was surprised and annoyed to find that the other fella had chopped substantially more wood than he did. "I don't get it," he said. "Every time I check, you were taking a rest, yet you chopped more wood than I did." The man who won said, "But you didn't notice that I was sharpening my axe when I sat down to rest." Maybe you ain't never cut wood before. The sharper the axe, the easier the swing. What am I trying to tell somebody? The joy that comes for keeping your mind on God. No matter what happens during your day, you can de-stress yourself all year long when you keep your eyes on the hills from which come your help, knowing that all your help come from God. When you keep praying, yeah, in your secret closet, and every time you come out your closet, God shows you, you can make it. This is not the end. God will refresh you. I wish I had somebody that's still chopping wood, because you go every day in your secret closet so you can exhale. "Father, give me this day my daily bread. Not tomorrow, not all week. Just give me this day what I need." Distress yourself. Distress yourself. If you don't distress yourself, you might end up in the hospital. You don't distress yourself. You just might lose your mind. God is saying to us today, distress yourself. Take some excursions. Well, preacher, we ain't got all that money. That's okay. It ain't all about. It's just getting a place that's peaceful. A place that's calm and serene. Oh, I wish I had real folk. You've got to learn how to emphasize the good. Folk always got something negative to say. But if you're going to distress yourself, you've got to learn how to see good in all that's going on. How many know you don't have to understand it now? You got to believe God know what He's doing. Did you hear what I say? You don't have to understand it, but you got to believe God knows that what He's doing. You put your son on the refrigerator, itty bitty son. You say jump. He looked down. He said, oh no, daddy. Oh no, that's too far down. He got to trust that you're going to catch him. Y'all didn't catch that. And if we don't believe God can catch us when He says jump, many of us will stay on the refrigerator. You know, if you don't come down, you can't eat. You don't come down, you can't sleep. You can't stay on the refrigerator all your life. I wish I had real folk. Distress yourself. Spirit of God is speaking to somebody. I don't know what this year is going to bring. I don't know what you're going through right now. But the Lord is reminding me to tell Pastor and Love Fellowship believers, faith and all that's here, distress yourself. Sometimes you just got to exhale. You got to let it out. We got too much stuff building up in us. If we don't release it, it could cause some of us to have to call 911 because we won't let it out. Father, in the name of Jesus, during this celebratory time, help us to apply these three principles so that the joy of the Lord might refresh in us as the tests and trials keep coming. Thank you for reminding us, like Paul, while we're headed to the next destination, you can help us to distress ourselves. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.